that Apollo watered, but God was causing the growth.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫它生长的神。
So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
第九节说我们是与神同工的。
Verse 9 says, For we are God's fellow workers.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a further word prayer, please.
我们再来仰望你向我们说话。
Father, once again, we simply look unto you that you will speak to us again.
愿圣灵宝会师再次把主耶稣基督所启示的话启示在我们心里。
May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, well reveal once again the words which the Lord Jesus spoke already.
好叫我们都能因主的话得饱足。
So that we will all be satisfied by the Lord's word.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 当我们信主以后啊，我们每一个人都要学习进入服事。
After we believe in the Lord, each one of us had to learn to enter the service.
那服事呢，是基督徒生命长进一个非常重要的一部分。
Now, service is one of the very important parts of Christians' growth.
那么神赐给每个人的恩赐跟负担都不一样。
God has given to each one of us a different burden and a different gift.
有些人神赐给他们的工作是栽种的。
Some people have received the work of planting from God.
他们的负担是出去传福音。
And their burden is to evangelize.
带领人归主。
To bring people to the Lord.
他们负担呢是把那些冷淡退后的弟兄姊妹们再次找回来。
And their burden is to bring back those brothers who are cold and who have backslid.
这些实在是需要神的恩典。
And all these need God's grace.
那么有些人呢，他们的工作是浇灌的。
But others' work is to water.
当人信主之后呢，是需要在主的话上有些教导。
After we believe in the Lord, we all need to be taught the Lord's word.
在初信造就的事上有些学习。
So we all have to learn in this matter of growing from the fundamental base.
同时借着看望，借着照顾。借着话语的一些交通一些服侍让儿女的生命能够长大。
So through visiting, through sharing, through fellowshipping on God's word, that the God's children would grow gradually.
但是不管我们的服侍是在什么哪个方向。
Regardless of the directions that our service might be in.
但是我们都得认识一件事。
We all have to recognize this very thing.
每一样的服侍要有果效要在人身上能够工作。必须神他自己工作。
For every service to have its fruit, then God has to be working in it.
那主里面的生命只有神能够叫他生长。
Because this life in the Lord can only be caused to grow by God.
所以一面来说呢，栽种的算不得什么。
Therefore, on the one hand, it's nothing.
浇灌的
those who water.
浇灌的也算不得什么。
And nothing for those who plant either.
只在那照顾生长照人生长
All it matters is the very one who causes the growth.
只有神能够叫人的生命在主里头能够成长
Only God can cause the Lord's life to grow within.
所以呢不管是栽种的还是浇灌的它都是一样的重要
So they're both very important whether he is one who plants orthe one who waters.
都是一样的在神的家中需要这样的各样的服事来建造神的教会。
In the house of God, we need all these services to build up the house, to build up God's church.
所以不管是在外面的服事或者是呢一些清洁啊或者是饭食各样的服事。
Whether this is in our services such as cleaning or food ministry,
都是来建造神的教会。
They are all being brought in to build up God's church.
在神的眼中看，都是一样的重要。
Inside of God, they are equally important.
但是呢，不是因为他们都是一样的重要。
But not because they are equally important.
他们都是一样的来建造教会。
Because they are all used to build up the church.
我们将来在神面前就得一样的奖赏。
And then we would receive the same reward before God.
他说呢，将来呢，个人要照自己的功夫啊，在神面前得奖赏。
Because the verse says that each one will receive his own reward according to his labor.
不管我们是在哪样的服事里头。
Whatever the service you might be in.
如果我们是很信实的、忠心的在那里服事。
If we serve faithfully,
那么那一天呢，我们在神面前就要得赏赐。
On that day, then we will receive God's reward.
第九节呢，他更是这么说啊。
The verse 9 says even more.
他说呢，因为我们是与神同工的。
For we are God's fellow workers.
我们将来在神面前呢，所有的工作都要受到那个神的审判。
Now before God.All our work will be judged by Him.
神呢，我们都要在神的宝座面前呢，神来衡量我们的工作的价值。
And God will evaluate the very meaning of our work before Him. Why?
因为呢，我们是与神同工的。
Because we are His fellow workers.
因为呢，我们所做的工呢，不是我们自己的工啊。
Because the work we do is not a work of our own.
我们所做的工呢，是神他自己的工。
Instead, it is God's work.
因为这是神他自己的功啊，所以有一天呢，在宝座面前呢，神他自己要来衡量，要来审判。
So one day before his throne, he himself will judge, he himself will evaluate.
实在说来呀，我们将来有一天在主面前，我们所做的功，所被在神面前所受到的衡量啊。
Frankly speaking, all the work we've done before Him and all the evaluation of the work
都是呢决定于我们如何与神同工的。
We'll decide how we should work with Him.
我们在神的事情上面怎么样跟神主同行。
In the matter of God, how shall we walk with Him?
如果我们真的是与神同工的话
If we truly work with Him,
我们不是在做自己的工的话
then we're not doing our
那我们将来是我们所做的一切事情呢都是金银宝石的
then everything we do now will become the precious stones
当那一天都能够经过火的试炼
and on that day they will endure the test of the fire
反过来说啊
but to reverse it
如果我们所做的工啊不是神的工
If our work is not the work of God,
或者呢是神的工啊，但是是我们来做。
Or maybe it is God's work, but we do it on our own.
我们的所有的工啊，都是草木合接的。
Then all our work will become wood, hay, and straw.
在神面前呢，当天呢，都不要被火所烧尽。
And on that day, every work will be consumed by fire.
我们所做的工啊，一点都不能够的存留，没有一点的价值。
None of our work will be valuable. None of it can endure.
所以我们。在一同来服侍的时候
So as we serve together
首先要认识的我们在服侍的时候呢我们是与神同工的
First we have to know this that as we serve we are actually working with him
其实呢神呢实在不需要我们为他工作
Actually God really doesn't need us to work for him
在许多在神的工作上啊我们都没有份的
In many of God's works we have no part in them at all
诗篇三十三篇他说诸天借着耶和华的命而造
In Psalm 33 we read that the heavens were made by the command of the Lord
万象借着他口中的气而成
And all the hosts of them is by the breath of his mouth
他说有就有他说立就立
God said and it was done God commanded and it stood fast
圣经说我们的神他是独行其事的神
And God, the Bible says, our God is the one who alone does wonders.
他自己呢就做了许多奇妙的那个伟大的工作。
He himself has done so many wonderful, great works.
诗人还说啊，那个耶和华在天上、在地下、在海中、在一切的深处啊，都随他自己的意志而行。
So the psalmist says that. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does it in heaven, on earth, in seas, in deep places.
所以呢，创造宇宙万物的神呢，他实在不需要受造的人呢为他做什么事。
So the Lord of Creator doesn't need man to work for him.
所以，当我们来想到神创造的大功的时候
Now, whenever we think of His great work of creation,
想到神他救赎的工作的时候，
whenever we think of His redemptive work,
我们呢先要是做的是先在面前的俯伏敬拜。
The first thing we do is that we simply fall down before Him and we worship Him.
就像那个诗篇第八篇所说的。
Just as Psalm 8 says.
他说大卫说呢 我观看你指头所造的天呢
David says as I consider the heavens the work of your fingers
你所创造的那个说你所成就的日夜星宿啊
The moon and the stars that you have ordained
我们里头自然就会有个感觉、啊、
And from our heart we simply have this feeling
说人算什么你竟顾念他
What is man that you are mindful of him?
世人算什么你竟眷顾他
What is the son of man that you visit him?
像我们这些如蛆如虫的人呢如何能够都为我们创造宇宙万物的神呢做任何的事情呢
We are just worms and maggots. How can we work anything for the Lord who creates the whole universe?
但是感谢神呢神喜欢我们跟他一起工作。
But thanks be unto God that He is delighted that we will work together with Him.
神创造我们呢，这些这无用的人呢，就是要我们呢与他同工的，与他一起工作。
God created us who are so useless, and He simply wants us to be His co-workers.
其实我们你这样想到啊，神要我们与他同工的时候呢，其实呢，给神造了很多的麻烦。
Whenever we think of the very thing that we are God's fellow workers, we actually cause Him a lot of troubles.
每一次当他想到那个江弟兄，他用了个例子啊。
Often I remember Brother Kong who once used an example.
他就是好像什么呢？
What is this fellow workers?
好像一个父亲，很壮的一个父亲啊。
It's just like a sturdy, very strong father.
有一天呢，他要搬一个桌子，从那个楼上搬到楼下去。
One day, he's trying to move a table from upstairs down to downstairs.
他父亲呢，一个人呢，就是把轻轻松松把这桌子搬下去。
The father can so easily move the table downstairs by himself.
但是他三岁的儿子呢，说爸，我要帮忙。
But his three-year-old son says, Dad, I want to help.
爸说好啊，你来帮忙啊。
And the father would say, Okay, come along.
那个小孩子抓着那个桌子脚啊。
Therefore, this little son would grab the leg of the table.
说爸爸不但是搬着那个桌子啊。
So not only will the father carry the table.
爸爸还搬着那个儿子。
But also he's actually carrying his son.
爸爸本来已经搬桌子了，已经有点重量了。
Already carrying the table, this table has already had some weight.
他还得呢，那个有的时候举高的时候，儿子还吊在那儿。
And sometimes when he is lifting up the table, down there, his son is hanging onto it.
爸爸本来是很快就可以搬完的，只用半天才把桌子搬下去。
Now, the father could very easily, quickly move the table downstairs, but now it takes much longer time.
一直搬到楼下去以后啊。
And after they move the table downstairs.
And the 儿子说 we have done it.
And the son would say, Dad, we've done it.
哎呀，这个例子啊，我每次听的时候啊，你说真是有那样的感觉啊。
Now, every time when I hear this example, I just have this feeling within me.
我们与神同工的时候呢，神实在是要冒很大的危险。
That as we work together with God, God is actually taking a great risk.
因为我们常常呢，不是帮神的忙啊，我们是给那个帮神的倒忙。
Because a lot of times we're not actually helping him, but actually causing him trouble.
但是我们感谢神呢，他喜欢我们帮忙。
But we thank our God that He likes us to work with Him.
他喜欢我们跟他一起同工啊。
He likes us even to the fact that we might be causing him trouble.
不但我们是在一些外面的服事上啊，神要我们与他一起同工。
Now that not only does God want us to serve with, to work with Him in our work.
我们去帮助弟兄姊妹，我们去服事神的教会。
Like we help brothers and sisters and we serve the church.
其实与神同工啊，是显在我们生活当中的每一个部分。
But actually, this working together with God is.Revealed in every aspect of our life.
基督徒的生活呢，就是一个与神同工的生活。
Christian's life should be the life working together with Him.
在我们生命的每一个部分、每一个角落了，都看见那个神工作的手。
In every part, every corner of life, we should see God's hand working in us.
也看见了神牵着我们的手啊，正在与他一同工作。
We should see that God is leading us by our hand.
神呢要我们在祷告当中呢与他同工。
God wants us to work together with Him in our prayers.
你知道我们的神呢，他是一个听祷告的神。
You know that our God is the God who hears our prayers.
那你知道我们的神呢，他也自己是，他是一个祷告的神。
And also you know our God who is a praying God.
三而一的神里头啊，神的儿子耶稣基督啊，他是常时在祷告的。
In the triune God, the Jesus Christ, the Son of God, constantly prays.
他不但在地上的时候啊，他天天祷告。
Not only did he pray when he was on earth.
与神有交通啊。
He had fellowship with God.
他在离世的时候呢，他大祭司祷告了，是更是把我们呢都带到父的面前去。
But right at the time when he was about to depart, he also prayed this priestly prayer to bring all of us before God.
如今在天上呢，他也是天天为我们祷告。
Even today in heavens, day by day he prays for us.
希伯来书啊，说我们凡是我们靠着他来到神面前的。
In Hebrews, we read that.He who come before God through by him,
他都能够拯救到底。
Christ is able to save them to the uttermost.
因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Because he always lives and intercedes for them.
天上到大祭司我们主耶稣基督天天在那里为我们祷告。
The high priest in heavens daily intercedes for us.
把我们呢都能够带到神的面前去。
So that he could bring us before God.
不但如此啊，三位一体里头啊，圣灵啊。也是天天在祷告。
Not only so, the Holy Spirit in the Triune God also intercedes for us daily.
罗马书告诉我们说，他说我们的软弱呢，有圣灵帮助。
Now the Romans tell us that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses.
因为呢，我们原来不知道该怎么样祷告。
For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought.
但是圣灵呢，用什么说不出来的叹息啊，为我们祷告。
But the Holy Spirit intercedes for us.With this groanings that cannot be uttered.
什么我很难描述什么叫做说不出来的叹息哈。
Now it's very hard to describe this groanings that cannot be uttered.
英文的翻译就比较好啊，他说是一种一个叹息啊，这个叹息是没有办法用话来描述来表达的。
It's easier to understand it if you read the English Bible because it says that this is the kind of groaning that man's word simply cannot express it.
但是感谢神呢，因为那个鉴察人心的神呢，他晓得圣灵的意思。
But God be thanked because the God who searches man's heart knows the mind of the Spirit.
当圣灵在那里祷告，那个用说不出，那个没有办法用话语所描述的叹息，在我们祷告的时候啊。
When the Holy Spirit is praying with this groaning that man's word simply cannot express it.
神晓得圣灵的意思。
But God knows the mind of Spirit.
因为圣灵呢是按照神的旨意的为圣徒祈求。
Because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to the will of God.
很多时候我们祷告的时候，祷告不下去的时候。
So many times we pray and pray to the point that we simply cannot continue it.
你知道圣灵在那里为我们祷告。
But you know that the Holy Spirit is interceding for us.
你发觉呢，三而一的神里头啊，固然父神他是听祷告的神。
And you see in this triune God, of course, God the Father hears our prayers.
子神他是子神在祷告。
But God the Son prays for us.
圣灵也在为我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit intercedes also.
那我们还需要祷告吗？
Then do we still need to pray?
是圣经告诉我们说我们要常常来祷告。
But the Bible teaches that we need to pray constantly.
这说呢，我们要常常喜乐，要不住的祷告。
And the Bible teaches that we need to rejoice all the time and pray constantly.
他要我们举起圣洁的手啊，随处祷告。
We should lift up our holy hands and pray everywhere.
他要我们在祷告的事上呢，与我们的主、与我们的圣灵同工啊。
In the matter of prayers, God wants us to work together with the Holy Spirit.
你知道我们的神呢，他做许多的工作的时候呢，都是祷告的结果。
We know that God's work often is the fruit of His prayers.
固然我们的神呢，他有的时候做工啊，他自己就做工了。
There are times when our God works just as he does it.
就像以赛亚书里头所说的。
Just as Isaiah alludes.
他说呢，耶和华看见了，地上没有公平啊，甚不喜悦。
That it displeased the Lord that he saw no justice in the earth.
但是同时呢，他观看呢，没有人。
And at the same time, he saw that there was no man.
没有人代求。
He wondered that no one intercedes.
他就非常的诧异啊。
And he was amazed.
神在那里等人为地上的圣徒代求。
And there God is waiting for man.
为地上的许多的不公啊，在那里在那个在祷告祈求。
To pray about injustice and to pray for others.
但是他觉得没有人在那里祷告。
And there he saw no one praying.
没有人在那里代求。
No one was interceding.
哎，为什么？连我们神他自己都非常的诧异啊。
Even our God was astonished at this.
所以呢，他只好施展他自己的膀臂。
Therefore, he had to extend his own arm.
他呢，那个施行拯救。
And he executed his salvation.
他以公义来扶持自己。
So he sustained himself by his own righteousness.
所以你看见我们的神呢，他在做任何事情之前呢。
So you see, before God does anything,
他在等候人起来祷告。
He is actually waiting for man to rise up to pray.
借着祷告呢，我们带进神的工作。
And through praying that we would usher in God's work.
实在呢，我们也是借着祷告呢与神同工的。
Actually, through prayers, we are God's fellow workers.
很多时候呢，神要工作，他先兴起来祷告。
Many times before God starts working, he has to raise up people who pray.
很多时候呢，神工作的器皿就是这些祷告的人。
And many times God's vessels are simply these people who pray.
我们借着祷告啊，不是那个带进，不但是带进神的工作。
Not only do prayers usher in God's work.
我们也借着祷告啊，进入神的工作。
But also through prayers, we actually enter into His work.
在祷告当中呢。我们与我们的主同工。
And in prayers, we co-work.
我们与圣灵同工。
And we co-work with the Holy Spirit.
在祷告当中呢，我们进到神的工作里。
And in prayers, we enter together into the work of God.
神的工作在神的儿女当中就很自然的运行了。
Therefore, God's work can be so readily moved among all God's people.
同时呢，在我们个人的生命的成长中呢。我们也是与神同工的。
Likewise, we also co-work with God in our spiritual growth in our life.
我们的神呢，在拯救我们之后啊
，After our God saves us,
他要我们的生命要成长。
He wants our life to grow, to mature.
实在像那个哥林多前书所说的，那个生命能够成长啊，实在是在神他自己。
Just as 1 Corinthians says, the growth of life lies in the hand of God.
生命的成长呢，实在是神他自己的工作。
It's actually the work of God.
实在是没有人能够做的。
Nobody else can do it.
是神他自己叫生命能够成长。
It is God who causes the growth of life.
他在那个创世纪以前呢。
Before he created the world.
他就在基督里面呢是给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In Christ, He had already given us all the spiritual blessings in the heavens.
我们今天所能够经历的一切属灵的福气啊。
Now every spiritual blessing today we experience.
你所能够想象到的。
Every imaginable blessing.
在主里的平安，在主里的喜乐，在主里面的他所赐给的能力。
Whether it's the peace, joy, or power in God that He's granted to us.
他早就在耶稣基督里头啊，就已经赐给我们了。
In Christ Jesus, He's already given them all.
他只等我们去支取而已。
He's simply waiting for us to draw on them.
我们今天能够在任何一个属灵的层面有一点点的经历。
Today, if we could ever experience every aspect of a spiritual journey,
都是因为父呢，他已经在基督里头赐给我们了。
It is because the Father has already given it all to us in Christ.
如果不是神他自己的赐予的话
，If this is not a giving of God by Himself,
我们没有办法经历任何一样的福气。
None of us could ever experience any of the spiritual blessings.
我们的生命呢，不能够有一寸的生长。
And now, not even 1 inch of our life will grow.
都是因为呢，神呢在耶稣基督里已经赐给我们了。
This is all because God has already given them all to us in Christ Jesus.
不但呢，他在那个生命的成长上面呢，他供应我们。
Not only does He provide for us in our spiritual growth.
那么在生命当中呢， 他来修剪我们。
But also in our life, He comes to prune us.
他自己来管教我们。
He comes to discipline us.
当我们远离神的时候。
When we are far from Him.
当我们犯罪得罪主的时候。
When we commit sins, when we offend Him.
他的手呢，亲自来管教。
He will chasten us by His own hand.
希伯来书啊，他说，当我们受管教的时候呢。不要觉得忧愁啊。
Now in Hebrews we read that when we are chastened, we should not be grieving.
因为呢，哪有那个父亲呢不管教他自己的儿子的呢
？Because what son is there that his father would not discipline him?
如果那神他不管教我们的话
，If God does not discipline us,
我们就是私生的儿子了。
Then we are illegitimate sons.
我们没有任何的名分的。
Then we do not have any position.
如果我们是神的儿子
，But if we are His sons,
我们将来要承受产业的。
Then we have to inherit the inheritance.
神他一定会管教我们。
So he definitely will discipline us.
他在各方面来修剪我们。
He will prune us in every aspect.
让我们从那个弯曲的路里头啊再次转回。
So that we will turn back from that crooked way.
那管教的事呢，真的是不是很好受的。
Of course, it's not something pleasing when we are being chastened.
我们在经历管教的主的管教的时候呢，实在是里头啊感觉非常的苦。
Well, as we are experiencing His chastening, we feel bitter within us.
好像呢，神远离了我们。
As though God has been so far, far away from us.
然后神把我们摆在旁边，不用我们。
And God has laid us aside, not using us.
神不理我们。
God doesn't even pay attention to us.
但是呢，知道当我们经历过的时候。
But after we have gone through it all.
他说呢，在我们里头要结出那个平安的果子。
The Bible says that within us it will bear the peaceful fruit of peace.
就是
the fruit of peace.
这神要把他的义的那个生命呢，住在我们里头。
That is, He will form this life of righteousness within us.
你发觉呢，这些都是神他自己在工作。
Then you see that it is a God Himself who is working in us.
他自己赐福。
He himself gives blessings.
他自己也管教。
And he himself chastens.
好叫我们的生命呢，在主面前能够成长。
So that our life will grow before the Lord.
但是在同时呢。
But at the same time.
我们每个人的生命啊的成长啊，我们都有很大的责任。
We also are responsible for our life's growth.
圣经上有很多的话呢。说到我们在生命成长的时候所应该有负的责任。
Now the Bible has said many things regarding the responsibility we hold as we grow spiritually.
首先呢，圣经要我们要能够立志。
First, the Bible says we have to make an aim.
我们要立定心志，恒久靠主。
We have to resolve to continue in the Lord.
不管在什么样的环境里头。
Regardless of the circumstance you might be in,
不管怎么受怎么样的挫折
，regardless of the setback,
我们
的 experience,
立定的心智
，we resolved in our mind,
要讨主的喜悦
，that we want to please Him.
哎，我们立定心智，紧紧的跟随主。
We make it our aspiration that we want to follow Him closely.
现在圣经里面多次告诉我们呢。我们的心智在神面前是何样的重要。
God has said so many times in the Bible that how important our mind is.
在我们走这条路的之前呢，我们先要立定我们心智，到底是不是要跟随主
？As we walk in this spiritual journey, first we have to make our mind whether we want to follow Him or not.
那前几天呢，我儿子打电话给我。
Few days ago, my son called me.
我儿子呢，跟我聊天，谈一些属灵的事。
And my son was chatting with me and talking about spiritual matters.
他有两个，他目前有两个教会，他要选择。
Now he has two churches, and then he has to make a decision.
一个教会呢是比较传福音的啊，那个是那个很容易跟大家在一起 social 的。
One church is more evangelical, and people just can socialize with each other in
that
place.
他一去的时候在这样的聚会很久了。
Now that's the church he first started as he went there, and he has been there for quite a time.
但久了久了，他发觉里头不能够满足。
But after a while, he feels that he cannot be satisfied with it.
他觉得那在那里啊，他不能够得到一些更深层属灵的供应。
Now he feels that he could not obtain some more deeper spiritual provision.
所以呢，他的朋友介绍啊，有一个很好的弟兄，我介绍他到另外一个教那个教会去。
So a very good brother of his recommended him another church to him.
他非常惊讶啊，在美国这个社会里头啊，还有这么样 serious 的、这么样严肃的一个教会。
And he's very surprised to find out that in America there is such a serious church.
啊，它里面的服事之多，他们里面的聚会的时间也是非常的长。
Their meeting time is very long with all kinds of services.
他在神的事情上都非常的认真啊，非常的那个啊啊。非常的每一个人都是非常的投入、啊、
Everyone is very serious and ardent and in serving the Lord.
他跟我说了，他说我还没决定要去哪里。
And he said that I still haven't decided which one where to go.
我说我现在要决定的是 I'm in or I'm out.
I have to decide at this time whether I'm in or out.
我到底要在投入他们当中呢，还是？那个我没有办法这个承得起这样子聚会生活，我还是离开他们远一点好。
Should I involve myself in that kind of church, or maybe I cannot take it? So maybe this is the time to be more away from that church.
他说 I haven't decided whether I'll be in or out.
Therefore, he said, I haven't decided that whether I will be in or out.
哎呀，我就觉得啊，真的是在属灵的事上，很多时候啊，神要我们做的第一件事情啊，就是要立定心志，到底是不是要走这条路。
Therefore, I always feel that in spiritual matters, the very first thing is always we have to make our mind whether we should walk in this way.
到底我们所决定的。In, 还是决定 out.
I have to make my mind now. Do I want to be in or do I want to be out?
同时呢，是那个圣经还告诉我们呢。
And also the Bible tells us.
要生命要成长啊，我们必须要殷勤。
That to be spiritually grown, we have to be diligent.
罗马书告诉我们说，他说我们要心里要殷勤啊，心里火热哈，常常服侍主啊。
In Romans we read that we have to serve the Lord diligently and also be zealous.
他说呢，要殷勤，不可懒惰。
And do not be lazy, but be diligent.
要心里火热呢，常常来服侍主。
And be zealous to serve God.
神要求我们呢，这个人呢，必须是一个殷勤的人。
God has demanded that we be diligent.
你知道我们这个人呢，一懒的时候。
You know that whenever we become lazy,
我们呢对许多属灵的事情呢都没有不感兴趣。
Then we become so indifferent to many spiritual matters.
我们一闲懒的时候啊。
Whenever we are idling,
圣经说我们就会闲懒，我们就不结果子了。
The Bible says that we will become barren without fruit.
如果我们要在生命当中结果子
，For us to bear fruit in our life,
我们要在生命当中有长进
，For us to grow in our life,
我们必须是一个殷勤的人。
We have to be those who are diligent.
一旦我们闲懒的时候。
The moment we become sluggish,
没有任何圣灵的果子会在我们身上结出来。
Then none of the spiritual fruits will bear on us.
圣经呢还说呢我们生命的成长啊。
The Bible also mentions our spiritual growth.
我们对于那些罪啊有责任。
That we should be held responsible.
我们的责任呢是要逃避这些罪。
Our responsibility is to flee from the sins.
我们呢那个要逃避。那个少年的私欲、啊、
We have to flee from the desires of the youth.
我们要逃避啊，在拜偶像的事。
Flee from idol worship.
我们要逃避啊，在对钱财的贪恋。
Flee from the greedy desire for wealth.
哎呀，有很多的事情呢，我们呢这个面对不了。
Many times we simply can't.
我们克服，我们呢胜不过他们。
We cannot overcome them.
如果我们的生命够丰富的话。可以使我们胜得过。
Maybe when our life is mature enough, we are able to overcome it.
但是不， 不能，但是不是说因为我们的生命不够啊，所以我们就那个犯这些错就没有责任。
But it's not saying that because we are not mature yet that when we commit sins then we have no responsibility to.
我们那天到主面前之后，我们不能跟主这么说。
We simply cannot come before the Lord and saying.
说这个主啊，我那次跌倒了，是因为我实在是还是婴在基督里面还是婴孩的关系。
The Lord, the reason that I stumble on that occasion is because I was still a baby.
我的生命呢，还不够老练的关系。
Now my life is not mature yet.
那主会说。
And the Lord would say.
那你胜过不了啊。
Yes, you cannot overcome it.
但是你可以逃啊。
But you can flee, can't you?
我不是要你逃离吗？这逃避这些事吗
？Did I tell you to flee from all these?
哎，我们呢，没有办法给自己找借口的。
So therefore, we cannot find an excuse for ourselves.
靠着主呢，我们还可以胜过许多的事。
By the Lord, we might overcome many things.
但是当我们的生命不够的时候
，But when our life is
not
abundant,
胜过一些事情的时候
，When we cannot overcome all these
things, 圣经让我们逃啊。
Then the Bible teaches us to flee.
我们有这个责任
，And we have this responsibility.
但是你发觉呢，在生命的成长当中的时候呢，神摆在我们身上的责任也是大的。
Therefore, you see, in this matter of the growing life, God has already placed a very important responsibility upon us.
你看见呢，就算在我们生命成长的事上。
In the matter of our growth of life,
实在我们也是与神来同工的。
We are actually God's fellow workers.
腓立比书啊，他说，因为你们立志行事啊，都是神在你们心里运行啊，为要成就他的美意。
In Philippians, we read that it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
是神把那个心意摆在我们里头。
It is God who has placed His mind in us.
我们回应主的心肠。
And we are simply responding to His heart.
我们起来立定心志。
And we simply rise up. We make up our mind to follow Him.
我们立定心志，恒久靠主。
And we resolve within our mind that we want to continue in Him.
这实在是神跟我们在帐幕里头一起来工作。
You see that this is actually God and we working together.
我常常发觉呢，在我们的生命当中啊，有很多的时候啊，需要这样子的来一同跟神一同一起工作来对付来面对。
And I am convinced that so many times in our life, we have to work together with God to deal with, to overcome many spiritual things.
很多时候呢，我们身上的软弱我们自己看不见。
Many times that we do not see our own weaknesses in us.
我们那个很多年就这样生活，就这样子那个过日子。
We have always been leading a life like this for so many years, for so long.
我们呢总觉得我碰到这件事情，我这样子的反应，我这样子的这样子的说话，是很自然的，因为这是我天性的一部分。
We always feel that this is so natural to me. This is just part of my nature that to respond to say things in such a way whenever we encounter such a thing.
我也不觉得这样说有什么错，这样子做有什么不对。
We never feel that there is anything wrong to do in this way or to say such words.
直到神有一天呢，他光照我们。
Until one day God enlightens us.
他把我们的本相启示在我们的面前。
He reveals our true nature before us.
哎，你才发觉原来那么多年呢，这习以为常的事情呢，是这么样得罪神的。
And then you realize for all these years, the things that we are so used to are actually sinning against God.
那天呢，我跟姊妹啊，那个一同有些属灵的交通啊。
Now the other day, as I had a certain fellowship with my wife,
那我们就谈到啊，说在人的个性当中啊，这个有很明显的有两种不同的个性。
And we observed that among men's characters, there are two quite different types.
一种个性的人呢，他是非常细腻的人。
One type of character is for those who are very delicate.
啊，他对人的感觉呢非常的敏锐。
They're very sensitive to men's feelings.
他呢很能够进入别人的感觉里头。
They actually can go into other people's feelings.
啊，他这个说话呢很那个非常有恩典的，非常的里头有那个高有那个爱在里头。
They speak very graciously and they always speak words with anointing of love.
所以这样的人很能够去帮助人，去照顾人。
So people like this can easily minister to others and help others.
但是很稀奇的是啊。
But amazingly.
这样个性的人呢、啊， 常常也是非常容易受到伤害的。
People with this kind of character are also so easily hurt by others.
因为呢，他是那样的细的心啊，所以当别人跟他说话稍微重一点的时候，他也有感觉了，他里头也受伤了。
Because their mind is so delicate, so tender, so if others speak some word, a bit of offensive, they are greatly hurt.
那么还有一种依赖的人呢？
And there are other, the other type of people.
但是很粗枝大叶的。
They are just easygoing, very, 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 very easygoing and not sensitive to feelings.
他那个别人不管说怎么样重话怎么样，他都对他的态度的感觉。
Well, no matter what kind of words being said to them, offensive or not, they don't have much feeling toward it.
这样弟兄姊妹有非常好有大的好处哦。
A great advantage for these kind of people.
他们很不容易他很不容易被得罪。
That they will not be easily offended.
这跟这些人很容易相处。
Therefore, you can get along with people like this easily also.
但是同时也发觉啊。
But at the same time, you will know.
这样的个性啊。
That people who have this kind of characters
也常常去得罪人。
Are prone to offending others.
哎，他在说话或做事都不觉得什么大不了的事。
They would not feel anything when they speak or do things.
因为他自己不觉得什么大不了了，所以怎么说到别人身上，他觉得不是什么大不了的事。
Because to them these things are no big deal. Therefore, when these things are applied to others, they assume this is not no big deal either.
所以常常得罪人的时候，自己也不晓得。
So many times when they sin offended others. They themselves do not understand.
我们在想啊，说如果基督徒啊能够有这样子的个性多好。
And many times we feel that if a Christian could have a character like this.
这个个性呢是对别人呢是非常的细腻的。
That is, they're very tender, very delicate toward others' feelings.
很能够进入别人的感觉的。
Easily enter into other people's feelings.
同时呢，对他自己也是非常的那个粗枝大叶的。
And at the same time, they are very easygoing with themselves.
很不容易被得罪的。
Not easily being offended.
哎呦，这两个好的个性加在一起的话，多好！
If you can combine these two characters together, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
但是你发觉啊，这两个个性其实是在人来说它 是不同的个性，格格不入的。
You will see these characters are not compatible with each other on man.
在我们这个很难同时有这两个个性的在我们里头，在我们身上。
It's very hard for us to have these kind of characters to exist at the same time.
但是我们也感觉啊。
But we also feel.
如果我们有这样子的看见。
That if we do have insight like this,
如果我们也觉得主是要这样子带我们，
if we do feel that the Lord has been leading us in this way,
我们可以把这样事情带到主的面前，
then we simply can bring these matters before Him.
主在我们身上能够这样做，
then the Lord is able to do work in us.
把我们身上能够做成这样子的个性，
He's able to form our characters in such a way.
好叫我们能更多来服侍人，
that we will be able to minister to others.
更多来服侍我们的主，
and to minister to our Lord.
很多时候呢，是因为我们没有看见、没有感觉的关系。
Many times it's because we do not see this and we do not have any feeling.
当圣灵将我们灵眼这样子开启的时候，
but when the Holy Spirit enlightens us,
我们与我们的主同工啊。
When we are workers, fellow workers,
我们把自己交在主的手中啊。
When we commit ourselves into His hand,
来让主来做。
Allow Him to work.
主要把他自己的性情啊，做在我们里面。
Then God will form His very own character into us.
像那真性一样的绣在我们里头。
It's just like the embroidering of the thread and the work inside us.
同时呢，我们在传福音的事上呢，我们也是来自与神同工的。
Likewise, we are God's fellow workers in the work of witnessing.
人是怎么样得救的呢？
How can man be saved?
你发觉在圣经上告诉我们呢，人得救是神自己的工作。
You know, man, the Bible teaches us that man is saved and by the work of God.
首先呢，人能够得救呢，是因为神他自己的拣选。
First, man could be saved is because of God's own election.
人呢，今天得救是因为神在创世以前呢，在基督耶稣里头就拣选我们了。
Now today, man is being saved is because before the foundation of the world, God has already saved us in Christ.
没有一个人得救了，不是因为神的拣选的缘故。
None of us could be saved unless we are elected by Him.
神呢，按他自己永远的那个旨意啊，永远的那个主权呢、啊，他按他自己，按他自己的怜悯啊，他拣选的。
According to his eternal purpose and according to his eternal mercy that he has chosen us.
我们这些人呢，其实照着本性呢，都是下火狐的材料。
All according to our nature, our materials simply for the lake of fire and brimstone.
没有一个人配得神的恩典。
None of us is worthy of God's salvation.
没有一个人能够配得神的拯救的。
None of us is worthy of God's redemption.
若不是神他自己亲自的拣选。
If not for the reason that God, He Himself had chosen us,
我们都要下火湖的。
And we will all go to hell, to the lake of fire.
所以你看见了，人的得救呢，首先是父神的拣选。
So you see, man's being saved is first being elected by God the Father.
同时，我们看见了人能够得救啊。
And the reason that man can be saved,
那是因为主耶稣基督的信心。
It's because of the faith of Jesus Christ.
但是我们的我们如果我们只要相信哈，我们讲的很简单，我们只要信，你就能够得救。
Simply put, we just have to believe, and then we could be saved.
哎呀，我们只要说很简单嘛，你就信了，你这个信还不简单吗？信了你就得救了。
We would say to people that just believe. It's such a matter, believing, and then you will be saved.
哎呀，听到很多人说我想信不来啊。
But many people would respond that I do want to believe, I simply can't.
我好像呢，总觉得这个信心呢，不，拯救是神的事，信心是我们的责任。
We always feel that redemption belongs to God and faith belongs to us.
信心真的是很简单啊，你只要很简单的相信，你就得救了。
We say faith is such a simple matter, just believe and you're saved.
但是希伯来书告诉我们的。
But Hebrew tells us.
他说呢，我们要仰望那位我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We have to look unto Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
人这是怎么会有信心呢
？Why the man would have faith?
这个信心从哪里来的
？Where does this faith come from?
他说呢，我们的主啊，他是我们信心的创始者。
And our Lord says He is the author of our faith.
所有的信心都是来自于主的。
All the faith comes from the Lord.
是主把他的信，把信心摆在我们人的里头。
It is the Lord who has first placed this faith in us.
人就的这个主所给的信心的有回应。
And then man would have this response to the faith that the Lord has already placed in us.
借着神所赐给我们那个信心，我们来相信。
And then through the faith that God has already given us, then we believe.
你发觉呢？信呢是来自于主的，是主的工作的。
Then you see this faith comes from the Lord, and it is the work of the Lord.
人还能得救啊
？The reason that man can still
还是因为圣灵的感动的缘故。
It's also because of the moving of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书12章告诉我们说，若不是圣灵感动了，没有人能够认耶稣基督是主的。
In 1 Corinthians 12, we read that anyone who speaks by the if not speaking by the Holy Spirit cannot say Jesus is the Lord.
人之所以能够得救啊
，The reason that man can be saved
是在听福音的那一刹那。
At the very moment he hears the gospel,
圣灵在人里面的工作
，Through the Holy Spirit
在里面感动人、催促人。
Through the propping and through the impleading,
让人看见他自己的罪。
That man would see that.His sins.
让人看见他自己的需要。
Man would see his needs.
啊，他里头有这个回应。
Man would respond.
啊，他发觉他实在是需要主。
Then he really realized.
他来投靠主。
That he needs the Lord, he comes to take the.
他已经是得救了。
And then he is redeemed.
啊，你发觉呢？所以在传福音的时候呢，人所有能够得救，完全是神自己的工作。
You see, when the reason that man could be redeemed as we share the gospel is simply because of the work of God.
是不是这样子我们就不用传福音了呢
？Then is it because it's so that we don't need to
evangelize? 如果都是神他自己做的话，我们还传什么福音呢
？Well, since it's all God's word, why bother to evangelize?
但圣经不是这样说的。
The Bible doesn't teach us so.
圣经呢，他告诉他的，在告诉我们呢。
The Bible teaches
在主耶稣升天之前呢，这样的吩咐他的门徒。
Before the Lord goes up to heaven, he instructs his disciples like this.
你们去。
Go,
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them by the name of the Father.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都叫他们遵守。
By the name of the Son and by the name of the Holy Spirit, whatever teach them to observe all that I've commanded.
我就与你们同在呢，直到世界的末。
No, then I will be with you all the time till the end of the age.
主的吩咐呢，是让我们去。
God's command for us is to go,
去传福音给万民
to share the gospel,
去把这个把这个大好的消息能够传给人
to bring the glad tidings to men,
想把那个 那个传福音给这传好消息的责任托付了给我们。
God has commissioned to us this responsibility to bring this good tidings to man.
如果没有人出去传的话，
If none of us go out to preach,
没有人奉神差遣去传主的道，
If none of us is being sent by God,
有谁能够听见神的话？
Who can hear God's word?
如果人没有听见神的话的话，
Without hearing God's word,
没有听见神的福音的话，
Without hearing God's gospel,
人怎么能够相信呢？
How can men believe?
如果人没有相信的话，
If they do not believe,
人怎么能够求告主的名呢？
How can they call on the name of the Lord?
人怎么能够因此得救呢？
And how can men then be saved?
所以也是那个圣经说那个报福音的传喜信的人呢，他们的脚中是何等样的佳美。
Therefore, the Bible instructs us that how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and who brings the glad tidings of good things.
所以他要我们去。
Therefore, the Bible says, go.
他要去我们去传福音。
To share the gospel.
让人能够听见主的福音。
So that people could hear the Lord's gospel.
让福音呢在他们里面工作。
So that the gospel can work.
让他们里面能够信。
So that within them they would believe.
他们能够来在求在求在求告主的。
They would come and to call on His name.
所以神把这个传福音的大功啊，也加在我们身上。
The Lord has given us this great work of evangelization.
那到底是谁做呢？
Then who is doing all this?
是神他自己做呢？
Is it God Himself doing it?
还是我们来做呢？
Or we are doing it?
哎呀，你在发觉在传福音的事上，其实是我们与神一同来做。
Then you realize that in the matter of sharing the gospel, it's actually God and we working together.
在那个马可福音最后一章最后一节的时候，
In Mark the last chapter, the last verse,
他这么说，
We read,
他说门徒们就出去，
That the disciples went
out. 到处宣扬福音啊，
and share the gospel every place.
但是主与他们同工啊。
And the Lord working together with them.
然后用神迹奇事随着证实他们所传的道。
Affirming the word by accompanying signs.
一面呢，他们是奉了主的命出去，到处传主的福音。
On the one hand, they go to preach everywhere by the name of the Lord.
但是在同时呢，主与他们同工啊。
But at the same time, God worked together with them.
神借着这些他所救赎的百姓，要把他的救恩呢传扬给外面。
Now through God's redeemed people, God will spread abroad God's gospel.
哎，我们呢是在传福音的事上呢，与主一同来同工的。
Therefore, in the matter of sharing the gospel, we are God's co-workers.
神拯救的人的心呢，从来没有改变。
God's heart to save people has never changed.
神呢，去拯救人的心呢，是同样都永远都是那样的迫切的。
And God's heart to save people's life is always urgent.
但是因为呢，神的百姓没有感觉。
Now because the God's people have no likewise feeling.
神呢，不能够回应神他自己的呼召啊。
And they cannot respond to God's own call.
不能够受神的差遣。
Therefore, they cannot be sent.
以至于神的福音不能够
保守。So that God'sGospel cannot be preached.
以至于许多人还在这个坐在黑暗死荫幽谷里头。
So that so many people are still sitting in the darkness in the shadow of death.
所以你发觉，在基督徒的生活里头啊，所有的服事里头每一件事情呢，都是呢我们一组同工的。
So you see, in every part of our Christian life in our service, we simply.Work together with our God.
一面呢，神他自己那个他自己要做。
On the one hand, God Himself will do it.
他自己也能够做。
And He is able.
但是同时呢，他要我们与他一起做。
On the other hand, God wants us to work together with Him.
在那个与主一同同工的时候啊。
As we work together with our Lord.
来带进神他自己的工作。
As we then we will usher in God's work to him of His work together.
借着我们与主同工啊。
Now through our working together with our Lord.
显出那是那个救赎的大能。
God will reveal His great power of redemption.
但是什么叫做与神同工呢？
And exactly what is to work together with God?
你知道我们人呢有很多的麻烦。
You know, we are always make so many trouble.
我们呢常常这个会以偏概全啊。
Many times we just generalize the whole thing with one broad brush.
当我们听见呢说你们我们要殷勤不可懒惰。
When we hear that, we should not be sluggish. We should be diligent.
要信要活着，常常来服事。
We should be zealous to serve God.
所以我们里头啊就那个充满了那个能力来为主做工。
And then we're on fire. We just use our ability to serve God.
哎呀，我们在什么事上我们都能够都能够来服侍。
So that we could do everything in every work of God.
好像我们有用不完的精力，我们用不完的恩典似的。
As though we can never exhaust our energy or the grace of God.
以至于有时候我们工作到一个地步，好像主都不知道在哪里。
To such extent that we work so much, we don't know where God is.
甚至到个地步了，我们这个人呢，这个都疲乏软弱了，我们自己下沉了。
And to the point that we're so exhausted, so tired, we simply become downcast.
但是呢，同时呢，我们在另一方面呢，又这么想。
Then on the other hand, we would always think.
神不是独行其事的神吗？
Isn't God the only sovereign who does wonders alone?
我们能够做什么呢？
What can we do?
我们实在是无用的一批人。
We are simply useless people.
我们什么都不能做。
We can do nothing.
因此我们就什么也不做。
Therefore, we do not do anything.
我们让神来做。
We just let God do everything.
就是我们就是在那里等候神呢，让神来做也好。
Well, it might be a good thing if you're really waiting for God to do His own work.
很多时候呢，我们呢不做呢，是因为我们懒，我们因此呢，我们呢够不到神他自己的心的。
Many times that we do not do anything is because we are lazy. We simply do not measure up.
那么什么是与神同工呢？
Then exactly what is God's fellow worker?
我们呢常常用人的思想啊来与神与神同工这件事。
We often use our own mind to meditate on this matter, to work with him.
我们一想到同工呢，我们想到合作。
Now, whenever we think of these fellow workers, we think of cooperation.
我们呢，跟神来合作。
So, we collaborate with God.
神做一半，我做一半。
That means God would do half of the work and I would do the rest.
神做前半，我们做后半。
He would do the first part and I would do the latter part.
或者我们做前半，神来收尾。
Or we would do the first part and God would wrap up the work.
想想看我们在服事上神的时候是不是这样子呢？
Isn't it so in our service?
很多时候我们看见神在这个地方，我们也祷告求神工作。
We see God's presence here and we pray that He will work.
神一开始动工了，在这事情方面显出神在那里做事了。
And God seems to start His work.And revealing his work there.
神为我们开了门呢。
And God has opened the door for us.
我们就说好了。
And we say good.
Okay, 神你做完了。
That is.
剩下的交给我。
Lord, you're done with your part. Let me do everything else.
让我们可剩下的我们做得了。
We can handle whatever is left.
至少是神起的头啊。
At least God has started.
然后我们来跟主合作。
And now we will cooperate with him.
有的时候我在想啊。在我们有一些那个这些服事的聚会里头啊，确实有这么一点感觉啊。
And I do feel that at our service meetings we seem to feel this way.
我们开始的时候呢，会有很多的祷告。
In the beginning, we would pray urgently.
我们呢，求神呢为我们开路这求神带领。
Earnestly, we ask the Lord to make a way for us, ask for His leading.
我们呢，很多的祷告。
And we would offer so many prayers.
祷告完了，我们来开始开会。
And then after these many prayers, we would come to have a meeting.
开始呢，还有圣灵的同在。
In the beginning, we could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit.
慢慢，人的意思就出来了。
And gradually, men's ideas come.
我们呢，很多人的心思的方法都出来了。
And many men's thoughts and ideas simply pop up.
哎呀，到开完会的时候，我们精疲力竭。
And after meeting, we seem so exhausted.
我们就说，这样子好了，我们请一位弟兄带领我们做结束祷告。
Then we would simply say, well, we just ask one particular brother to close the meeting for us.
我们呢还不太能够进入那个与神同工的那个感觉啊。
We still cannot really enter into the feeling of being the co-worker of God.
有的时候呢
，Sometimes，
我们没有太多的祷告
，We do not offer too many prayers.
我们就开始一个工作了
，And we start working.
然后那个做着做着发觉我们做不下去。
And after a while, feel we cannot finish.
然后我们就来祷告了。
Then we start praying.
哎呀，神啊，求你帮得帮助。
Oh Lord, help us.
神啊，你来结尾吧。
Oh Lord, come to finish off.
哎呀，这是我们天人天然人自然会有的一些很多的现象哈。
Wow, this is just our natural inclination, our natural phenomenon.
哎呀，我们的想法的同工呢，就是跟神合作就是了。
Wow, this is our idea of being God's fellow worker. It simply means to cooperate with Him.
什么是与神同工呢？
Then what is to work together with him?
与神同工呢是神起头。
To be his fellow worker is for God to start it.
神也结尾。
And for him to finish it.
是神要做的工作。
The work that God wants to perform.
而且是他自己完成他的工作。
Will be done by himself.
在腓立比书的时候啊，他那个保罗这么说。
In Philippians, Paul says.
然后每当想到你们呢那些同心合意兴旺的福音的时候啊。哎呀，我里头就充满了感谢。
In view of your participation of the gospel from first day, I'm filled with thanks.
在保罗为了腓立比教会的，常常在神他们面前的为他们感谢神。
And Paul often offered his thanksgiving to God for the Philippian people.
因为呢，他们那里的弟兄姊妹是同心合意的兴旺主的福音。
Because the brothers and sisters there work together to further the gospel.
那接着保罗说。
Then Paul continues to say.
他说我深信呢，那在你们心里动了善功的。
I'm confident that.He who has begun a good work in you
必成全这工
will complete it
直到耶稣基督的日子
until the day of Jesus Christ
这些弟兄姊妹们怎么会开始有这样子的传福音呢
Now, how could these brothers and sisters start preaching the gospel?
而且他们是同心合意的来传呢
And preach with one accord and one mind
因为是神先在他们里面动工的
It's because God first has started his work in them
神把那个善工呢是摆在他们里头
That God has already put this good work in them
他们开始回应了响应与神同工来传主的福音
And then they respond to the calling of co-working with God
这个福音呢 这个服事怎么能来成全呢
And then how can the service be perfected?
他说那在你们心里动了善功呢必成全这功
Now the Bible says that he who has begun a good work in you will perfect it
是神呢要完成这个工作
It is God who wants to complete this work
这工作是在主耶稣基督来的时候完成的
And this work will be done on the day of Jesus Christ
发觉呢任何的服事都是这样的
And we feel that this applies to all services
是神他自己起了头
It's always God first starts
那是神他在其中他自己工作
And in the midst of it God himself works
是神他自己要完全他的工作
And then God will be the one who completes it
我们的责任呢、啊、
？Our responsibility
就是在神工作的时候啊。
Yes, when God works.
让神呢借着我们来工作。
To allow Him to work through us.
我们是神口手中的器皿。
Because we are His vessel.
像刚刚所唱的诗歌一样。
Just as the hymn we just sang.
哎呀，我们是他自己的运河。
We are simply His channels.
神呢借着我们来工作。
Let God work through us.
他是神他自己的工作。
It's God's own work.
他们透过我们来工作。
It is God who works and he does it through us.
在外面来看来是好像是我们在服事。
Outwardly, it seems that it's we who are serving.
但在里面呢，每一样的事情，每一个时刻，都是神他自己在工作。
But actually, every moment of it is God who's working.
是神呢，他借着我们这无用的器皿来工作。
It is God who works through us, unprofitable vessel.
因此呢，我们这个人呢。是什么样的器皿在神面前就非常重要。
Therefore, it is very important what kind of vessel we are before Him.
哎，我们这个人呢是可以让神自由的流通那个器皿啊。
Are we vessels, through which God can freely move?
还是呢，我们常常在我们里面，神的工作到我们这边就停止了。
Or are we the people who always stop God's work?
我们神的工作就流不出去了。
And God's work cannot flow out of us.
在哥林多前书啊，他那里说了一句话，他说底下说的话呢，非常非常的有那个这种思想。
In First Corinthians, there is a passage is quite mind searching. We need to ponder it.
他说呢，因为我们是与神同工的。
Now because we are God's fellow workers.
他们做什么工呢？
Now, what kind of work?
他说你们呢，就是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Therefore, you are God's field and God's building.
神要做什么样的工呢?
What kind of work God wants?
神呢是在人的里头工作。
God wants to work in man.
他主要得到的工作呢是一批人。
The work he wants to accomplish is a group of people.
要得到一批的能够为他所用的人。
He wants to gain a group of people who can be used by him.
能够啊，在他们身上显出神恩典的人。
Who can manifest God's grace in
them. 所以我们呢，如果要能够让神工作的话。
For us to be worked in us by God.
首先要让神先在我们身上工作。
First, God does need to work in us first.
尼弟兄有句话。
Brother Nee has this saying.
他说呢，我们如果要替神，要为神工作的话。
For us to work for God,
必须要先让神来个先做工啊。
First, God, we have to allow God to work in us.
不让神做工的话，
if we do not allow Him to work in us,
我们也不能够为神做工。
Nor can we work for Him.
神不但是说那个他自己要做工。
Not only does God say that He wants
to work
himself,
神要做他自己的工。
He wants to do His own work.
神呢，先在我们身上做工。
But also He wants to work in us first.
我们可以，你可以这样子的说啊。
We can also put it in this way.
如果我们不让神在我们身上做工的话，
if we do not allow Him to work in us,
我们也不能够做神的工。
Nor can we work for anything.
多少时候呢，我们呢拦阻神的工作。
So many times we simply obstruct God's work.
是因为呢，我们这个人呢。没有先让神工作。
And it's all because we first have not allowed him to work in us.
哎呀，我们这个人呢，有许多的东西拦阻神他自己。
We have done so many things to hinder God's work.
在我们身上的，没有先在我们身上先经历了神工作的信实。
We have never experienced the faithfulness of God within us first.
除非我们自己在我们身上先经历。
Unless we first experience within ourselves.
神他是在工作的神。
That God is the God who works.
他是在我们身上工作的神。
And God is the God who works in us.
在我们这个人呢的性情的改变上。
In the matter of transforming our character.
在我们对神的认识上。
In the matter of our knowing Him.
先在我们里面工作。
God will first work in us.
在我们这里要经历与神同工啊。
We have to experience ourselves first.
我们没有办法在外面的服侍上。
To work with Him, then otherwise there is no way for us to work our way.
真正的能够知道什么样是与神同工。
There is no way for us to truly understand what it means to be God's co-worker.
我们感谢神啊。
We thank God.
在耶稣基督里头啊。
In Christ Jesus.
神实在是在我们身上工作。
God truly works in us.
在我们每天的生活里头啊，我们都经历啊。与神同工。
In our daily life, we experience what it's like to be God's
co-worker. 在祷告的时候呢，我们经历与神同工。
In our prayers, we experience co-working with.
每一个祷告会。
At every prayer meeting.
不管是教会的祷告会。
Whether it is the church meeting.
或者是你在是自己那个自己暗室里面的祷告。
Or your prayer in your private home.
都是一个祷告会。
It is a prayer meeting.
都是呢，自身你一个人在那里的时候啊，你是与神、与我们的主、与圣灵在一起祷告的。
Even when you're alone, you are praying together with our Lord, with our Holy Spirit.
那个也是在我们也是在我们的生命当中呢，经历神同工啊。
And also in our life, we experience working together with Him.
我们让神在我们身上先做工。
First, we allow Him to work in us.
好叫呢，神的工作就能够流出来。
Then God's work will flow out from us.
在传福音的事情上更是这样。
It's even so more in the matter of witnessing.
就是呢，在拯救人的事情上。
We have to know that in the matter of winning souls.
我们紧紧地跟随主。
We have to follow the Lord closely.
神要拯救人。
Because God wants to redeem people.
但是他借着我们来拯救人。
However, He does it through us.
借着我们能把神的福音传给人。
And through us, He will share His gospel.
巴不得我们在这个有福的、这样有福的这个属灵的经历上呢，我们一同来学习。
If only we could always experience and learn in this blessed matter of spiritual learning.
当然我们都能够成为祖宗的器皿。
So that we will all become the vessels. In God's hand.
神的工作能够从我们中间流出啊。
So that God's work can actually flow out from us.
神的工作在中间不受拦阻。
So that God's work will never be hindered.
我们有点祷告。
Could we have a word of prayer now?
对。父，我们再把这些话交在你的手中。
Father, once again, we commit these words into your hand.
因为你自己的你自己的话来向我们说话。
Because you, through your own word, you
speak to us.
来带领我们。
And you have been leading us.
在与神同工的这个有福的服事的服事上。
In this blessed ministry of working together
with you. 就能够去贴你自己的心肠。
That's help us go after your heart.
好叫主的工在这里能够显出。
So that God's word could be manifested here.
主的心意不受拦阻。
So that God's heart will never be hindered.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank our Lord that through this morning's
message, we thank our Lord that through this morning's message,
主再一次提醒我们与主同工实在是一件非常有福的事情。
God has reminded us once again as God's fellow workers, what a blessing.